This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Indian Space Research Organization ISRO successfully launched the Space Docking Experiment SPADEX mission last night. ISRO's PSLV C-60 rocket, carrying two spacecraft that would aid in demonstration of space docking, lifted off from the Satish Dhawan Space Center in Sriharikota. PSLV C-60 successfully deployed two satellites, SDX-01, the chaser, and STX-02, the target, in low Earth orbit shortly after its launch. The two spacecraft will now be directed towards achieving space docking in the next 10 days. SPADEX aims to demonstrate advanced in-space docking technology, a crucial capability for future missions, including lunar expeditions and the Bharatiya Antariksh Station. The SPADEX mission represents a critical step in advancing India's capabilities in orbital docking. After the successful launch, ISRO Chairman S. Somnath informed that the panels of both the satellites have been deployed successfully. The 18th edition of the India-Nepal military exercise, Surya Kiran, will begin at Saljhandi of Rupandehi in Nepal today. The battalion-level joint military exercise focuses on jungle warfare, counter-terrorism in difficult geography, and humanitarian aid in disaster management, among others. The railways will run 3,000 special trains during the Mahakumbh Mela 2025, out of which 560 trains will operate on ring rail. The Mahakumbh will be held from January the 13th to February the 26th in Prayagraj in Uttar Pradesh. The Central Board of Direct Taxes has extended the deadline of Vivad Se Vishwas scheme to the 31st of January. It was to end today. The extension allows taxpayers additional time to determine the amount payable as specified in the scheme. In her budget speech in 2024, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman announced the Vivad Se Vishwas scheme aimed at helping taxpayers resolve disputes with the Income Tax Department. In West Bengal, the Union Health Ministry has taken swift action against spurious drugs and seized drugs worth 6.6 crore rupees in Kolkata. Central Drugs Standard Control Organization, CDSCO, and Drugs Control Directorate under the ministry conducted a joint raid in Kolkata and seized spurious drugs and arrested an accused. CDSCO, in its statement, said all drugs labelled as being manufactured in various countries, including Ireland, Turkey, the USA, and Bangladesh, were found without any supporting documents to prove their legitimate importation into India. The Supreme Court has granted additional time to the Punjab government to shift former leader Jagjit Singh Dhaliwal to hospital or take medical aid. A vacation bench of Justices Suryakant and Sudhanshu Dhulia gave the order on the request of the state government and deferred the hearing till the 2nd of January. The court was hearing a contempt petition against the Punjab government after its two-day deadline to shift Dhaliwal to a hospital was over. Former leader Dhaliwal has been on an indefinite fast at the Kanauri border point between Punjab and Haryana since November the 26th, urging the centre to fulfil farmers' demands. Delhi police has made adequate security arrangements to ensure public safety and peaceful New Year celebrations in the national capital. With an expected surge in public gatherings, the police have intensified vigilance and mobilised resources for effective crowd management and quick response to any eventuality. Delhi Traffic Police Additional Commissioner of Police Dinesh Kumar Gupta said the restrictions will be imposed from 8 p.m. onwards today in the vicinity of Connaught Place until the conclusion of the New Year celebrations. These restrictions will apply to all private and public transport vehicles. Police presence will be ensured in areas like New Delhi, India Gate and surrounding locations. Delhi Metro Rail Corporation has said to ensure public safety and manage crowds on New Year's Eve, exit from Rajiv Chowk Metro Station will not be allowed from 9 p.m. onwards. Cold wave conditions continue to sweep North India with temperatures plummeting across several states. As per the India Meteorological Department, cold wave conditions will continue in Jammu and Kashmir, Himachal Pradesh, Uttar Pradesh and Madhya Pradesh during the next 2 days. It is also predicted cold day conditions in Haryana and Chandigarh today and in West Uttar Pradesh and Madhya Pradesh till tomorrow. In Hockey India League, Delhi SG Pipers will clash with Hyderabad Tufans at Rourkela today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.